Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the 10th episode of our series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my book, The Whore Under Muller, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here are a couple of them. God has called us all to serve Him. I love your program and the way you have chosen to teach us and reach out to us. I know that it is to the glory of the Lord. Blessings in the Word. Bernard Edwins, St. Cloud, Minnesota, USA. Your fresh bread is a big breath of fresh air. Thank you so much. June Bradford, Boca Raton, Florida, USA. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first six chapters of the book. Last week, we completed chapter 6, Why Judge Mega Babylon, and came to a few conclusions. Let's sum up what we covered in chapter 6. Why will Mega Babylon be judged by God and completely destroyed? 1. Mega Babylon is the leading force behind world globalization. Her merchants were the world's great men, Revelation 18:23. Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the leading American corporations control and manipulate the world economy. She has corrupted the whole world with her market-dominated philosophy, destroying many innocent people as a result. 2. Because of her many sorceries, Greek pharmakeia, the riches and economic strength of this evil empire are founded upon the colossal income from illegal drugs, especially heroin from Afghanistan and cocaine from Colombia, leading to the destruction of the lives of those addicted to them. 3. Her attitude towards Israel and the temple in Jerusalem is already causing bloodshed, injury, and loss of life there. This will only increase as long as Israel feels obliged to go along with the American policy of dividing up the land, and especially dividing the city of Jerusalem. The rebuilding of the temple there will also be a major bone of contention. 4. The Jewish population of the USA can expect greater and greater restrictions and persecution. The US will become a very anti-Semitic place. God will judge those who oppress His people, Jew, Israelite, or Christian. 5. Not only Jews, but the mysterious people of Israel within Babylon, whoever we identify them as, and those who are true believers in Yeshua, Jesus, are going to come under intense persecution. Mega Babylon is drunk with the blood of the saints, apostles, and prophets. 6. The USA has had the name of being a Christian nation, but has moved further and further away from Judeo-Christian values, removing prayer and acknowledgement of God from schools and public places. 7. Legalizing and promoting wholesale abortion for profit, which now exceeds 55 million innocent lives taken within the United States. The rate of abortions worldwide is now more than 40 million per year. Judgment is coming. Before we continue with Chapter 7, Get Out, Flee, Run for Your Life, we're going to listen to Split Level from Belfast, Northern Ireland, and a song called Alone.
take to the street in military style. Fly the flag, raise the banner high. Pick out a cause, shout it out. Keep this solution deep in your heart.
Chapter 7, Get Out, Flee, Run for Your Life. Judah and Israel are held captive within Mega Babylon. If they remain, they will endure great suffering. Here are some prophetic statements that, if you live in the USA, you can ignore at your peril. Isaiah 18, 1-4. The Lord will have compassion on Jacob. Once again, he will choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. Foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place, and Israel will take possession of the nations and make them male and female servants in the Lord's land. They will make captives of their captors and rule over their oppressors. On the day the Lord gives you relief from your suffering and turmoil and from the harsh labour forced on you, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end. How his fury has ended. Jeremiah 50, verses 33 and 34. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The people of Israel are oppressed, and the people of Judah as well. All their captors hold them fast, refusing to let them go. Yet their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Almighty is his name. He will vigorously defend their cause, so that he may bring rest to their land, but unrest to those who live in Babylon. Isaiah 48, verse 20. Leave Babylon, flee from the Babylonians. Announce this with shouts of joy and proclaim it. Send it out to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Isaiah 52:11. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the articles of the Lord's house. Jeremiah 50:8. Flee out of Babylon. Leave the land of the Babylonians and be like the goats that lead the flock. Verse 28. Listen to the fugitives and refugees from Babylon, declaring in Zion how the Lord our God has taken vengeance. Jeremiah 51 verse 6. Flee from Babylon, run for your lives. Do not be destroyed because of her sins. And verse 45. Come out of her, my people, run for your lives. Run from the fierce anger of the Lord. Jeremiah 51 verse 50. You who have escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land. And call to mind Jerusalem. Zechariah 2 verse 6. Come, come, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord. For I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Come, Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And finally, Revelation 18, verse 4. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. Can any instructions be less ambiguous? There is no uncertainty here. The Jews are told to get out of Mega Babylon immediately to avoid suffering and turmoil and cruel bondage, and so they will not share in her sins or receive any of her plagues. They are oppressed. Their captors hold them fast, refusing to let them go. In Jeremiah 50, verse 8, the goats who lead the flock refers to those who have the wisdom and foresight to get out early, as some Jews with foresight did from Nazi Germany during the 1930s. As we know, most Jews decided to stay there on the basis that it probably won't get that bad. We now know that it did. The Holocaust took place and 6 million Jewish lives were lost. The wiser option will be to become the goats who lead the flock. Jeremiah 50, verses 4 to 8. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah together will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces towards it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. Whoever found them devoured them. Their enemies said, we are not guilty, for they sinned against the Lord, their verdant pasture, the Lord, the hope of their ancestors. Flee out of Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians, and be like the goats that lead the flock. Those who opt to stay will find, as happened in Nazi Germany, that the time will come when they are no longer free to leave. This approach is guaranteed to end in tears. Their shepherds have led them astray, and the lost sheep together will go in tears to seek the Lord. They do not need to experience suffering and turmoil and cruel bondage, but if they listen to the foolish advice of their leaders, persuading them to stay, that is what will happen.
Hallelujah to the Lord, hallelujah.
That was the band Emmaus from Dunleary, County Dublin, and People of God. Now, the reference to the people of Judah is a no-brainer. We know there are currently over 6 million Jews living in the United States. But who are these people of Israel mentioned in Jeremiah 50 verse 4? Are there other descendants of Jacob dwelling within the USA who, while not Jewish, are nevertheless Israelite? We have identified other Israelite tribes in Asia and in Africa, but who can we identify as Israelite in North America? I'm afraid I don't have a definitive answer to this question. There are, of course, some Pashtuns, Kashmiris, Ethiopians, and perhaps other Israelites who have made their way to the United States, but these are only a few thousand people. Again, the slave trade brought many from West African tribes to the USA, some of which may have Israelite origins. Another possibility concerns the First Nations of the Americas, Native Americans. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not about to claim that the surviving less than 4 million Native people in North America are all Israelites, but there is certainly some connection there. What do I mean? Well, I had the privilege in January 2006 of travelling to Israel with a mixed group of Inuit, Woodland Cree and Ojibwe, Anishinaabe First Nations, and white Canadians who work with the Native peoples, teachers, doctors and so on. I'd previously heard the story from Linda Prince, a Native leader and former Grand Chief of the Kyaer Sukani First Nation in British Columbia, who travelled with a drum group to Israel in 1999. As this drum group were singing an honour song in Jerusalem, they were surrounded by some Orthodox Jews who asked them why they were singing their songs. Linda forestalled a protest by one of the drum group who admitted that they did not know the meaning of the song, as it had been handed down by word of mouth for many generations. When she asked the Orthodox Jews, they were able to tell her that the drum group had been singing worship in ancient Hebrew to the God of Israel. A similar incident took place with the group that I had the privilege of travelling with. We had been performing in different children's wards of the Hadassah Hospital, Jerusalem, and each introduction was duly translated into Hebrew and also into Arabic. The third outpatient's ward contained only Jewish children and parents, so no Arabic translation was needed. As we were chatting there with the kids, parents and staff, our Cree drum group started up another honour song, and our Hebrew translator, a young Israeli woman, tried to translate what she heard as Hebrew. She said she couldn't catch all the words, but told us that they were singing to the God who is, who was, and who is to come. A similar incident occurred the next evening when the group performed in the theatre of the largest kibbutz in Israel, Magan Mikael, on the Mediterranean coast. Again, an Israeli lady told me she heard several Hebrew words used in one of the songs. Certainly the words Yahweh or Yehovah occur regularly in honour songs, which are songs sung in honour of the Creator, no matter what native tribe or language is involved. Honour songs have been handed down for hundreds, perhaps even thousands of years, and no one among those First Nation tribes understands their meaning any longer. Jeremiah 50 verse 33 and 34. This is what the Lord Almighty says. The people of Israel are oppressed, and the people of Judah as well. All their captors hold them fast, refusing to let them go. Yet their Redeemer is strong. The Lord Almighty is his name. He will vigorously defend their cause, so that he may bring rest to their land, but unrest to those who live in Babylon. Things are going to get much worse for Jews and Israelites in Babylon, while in Israel, things will get better. Nevertheless, as in Nazi Germany, many will hold off until it's too late, not believing that things will get so bad or that Babylon will be destroyed. Many of Judah and Israel will be destroyed in the fall of Babylon. Those who survive the attack will be shocked and bewildered, like the rest of the world, and will become refugees. They will eventually conclude that they must make their way to Israel. Jeremiah 51 verses 49 and 50. Babylon must fall because of Israel's slain, just as the slain in all the earth have fallen because of Babylon. You who have escaped the sword, leave and do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land and call to mind Jerusalem. And Jeremiah 50 verse 4 to 6. In those days at that time, declares the Lord, the people of Israel and the people of Judah together will go in tears to seek the Lord their God. They will ask the way to Zion and turn their faces toward it. They will come and bind themselves to the Lord in an everlasting covenant that will not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and caused them to roam in the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill and forgot their own resting place. And verse 28, listen to the fugitives and refugees from Babylon declaring in Zion how the Lord our God has taken vengeance, vengeance for his temple. But how will they travel to Israel from a land that is a smoking ruin? There won't be any airports left. Will the Jews, Israelites, have any alternative but to walk from New York into Canada, assuming Canada survives, or from LA into Mexico, and hope for onward transport from there, perhaps by ship to Israel? Isaiah 14 verse 1, the Lord will have compassion on Jacob. Once again he will choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. Foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. Hopefully, Canada and Mexico will become agents to bring these refugees to Israel. But still, they will wish that they had obeyed Jeremiah 50 verse 8 and been like the goats that lead the flock. These will not be the only survivors of the fall of Babylon. That was Barry Bynum, a Texan living in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and O God in Heaven. Let's sum up what we've covered in Chapter 7. Get out, flee, run for your life. 1. Judah and Israel can expect things to get very troubled in Mega Babylon. Anti-Semitism will increase, and it will become difficult for them to be allowed to leave. An underground may be set up to smuggle out those who see the writing on the wall. Those who are wise will be like the goats that lead the flock. 2. Jeremiah mentions both the sons of Judah and the sons of Israel. The 6 million American Jews we can understand, but who are these sons of Israel? Perhaps that will become clearer in due course. 3. Get out, flee, leave, run for your lives. Come out of her, do not linger. Come out from them, be separate. Come out of her, my people. Can any instructions be more obvious? Get out, now. Join us again next week for the first part of Chapter 8, the 6-hour war. It doesn't really require any prophetic anointing to predict conflict in the Middle East. But what exactly do the Hebrew prophets tell us to expect? At the moment, the Middle East is one of the most rapidly changing, volatile and unpredictable areas of our world today. Is it possible to be prepared for events soon to come to pass? Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback editions, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus Banagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.